listener.
This week's riddle. I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? Breville juicer, Breville juicer.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's complete drivel.
Or is it drivel?
It's f***ing drivel.
It's complete drivel with Christian Hull.
Sure is.
Hey! Ho! Hey! Ho! I wanted to start off by saying, have you noticed there are boring coloured cars on the road? Next time you go for a drive, if you're currently listening in the car, just try and find a car that's not, that's a colour. They don't exist. There's the odd red car. You know, they're like navy. It's like the most colourful, but they're all like white, black, silver, grey. Like I'm looking out the window now and we've got a great view of Brisbane City. And look at the highway. Like look at them all. Silver, 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 white, black, silver, white. Cars are so boring. They're so boring. Like look at them. Which is why I think,
oh God,
we should get a show car. Yay, get a show car.
Yay.
Don't look so concerned. We're going to get a show car, which is just going to be my Mazda. Which, I mean, look, I have a black shitty, well, it's not shitty, it's a great, it's actually a great little car. It's a Mazda CX-3, but it's black. And I'm like, let's wrap it.
Oh, you want to pimp your ride?
I want to pimp my ride.
Yes.
So there's certain things that I contractually have to do joining Listener. So Listener is the podcast platform that said, Christian, bring your podcast over here. We're going to give you a producer. We're going to give you $1 million studio. Mike's going to do your audio. FYI, Magic Mike is his nickname. He probably gets that all the time. The code word is I like your penis. If you're listening, Mike, because Mike's supposed to listen to each episode and edit it and do stuff. And
he pieces it together.
Yeah, he pieces it together. And so I like to throw a code word in. Mm. And well, this is a code sentence. Mike, you need to email me, I like your penis.
He got last week's code.
He got, yeah, it was, I got an email from him and it just said vagina. And I was like, did you mean to send this to me? He's like, yes, it's a code word. I was like, oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. So, I might need to really remember.
You're going
to
forget again and then just get an email from
him. And then
I'm
going to reply with my actual penis photo. Anyways, thanks, Mike, for tolerating us. Back to the show car. So there's certain contract obligations and one is I really need to get listenership up. I would like to get my car wrapped in like gay rainbow colours, like full rainbow colours, and I want a street team sort of vibe car. When I grew up back in the 90s, there was the Black Thunders. Now, the Black Thunders were, you know, on Carl and Jackie O, they're on the Hot 30 countdown, and they would go out, hit the streets with freebies, and they'd hand stuff out, and I just thought it was the coolest. One time it was at the end of my street, and it was pissing with rain, and I remember Mum being like, get in the car! I'm like, what? She's like, I just heard the Black Thunders are at Roly Poly Hill, which is a park that lived near me. Roly Poly Hill, official name. And we went there and I got like a can of Coke and a bag of chips and I just thought it was the best thing ever. And then when I joined radio and got into radio, I loved getting in a street team car and driving around. People would follow you. Like I had nothing to give out because I just borrow it on weekends. And people would like, you'd pull up somewhere and they'd just pull up behind you and run up to you. I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't have, I'm just using it to go to the shops. I really like the vibe and I think it's really fun and I want to get a complete drivel show car. And I thought maybe we could turn this into like our marketing strategy. If I've got a bright rainbow car, it's going to stand out and people are going to be like, what is that? Do we buy a URL? So I just have www.dicks.com and it just redirects to, I don't know. Feel free to message me any suggestions.
Well, I'm just looking up prices.
Of what?
To get your car wrapped.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so would you say that your car is a small passenger car?
Yes.
It's only $2,800.
Oh my, 2,000?
I thought it was going to be in the tens of thousands. So this is doable.
Okay, we're changing from Breville juicer, Breville juicer to
car wrap, car wrap,
car wrap, car wrap. What company are you looking up?
It is Complete Film Solutions.
Complete Film Solutions, Complete Film Solutions. Complete Film Solutions and Complete Drivel.
Also, maybe we then can combine the Breville juicer.
What? Here's the thing. Yes, I know exactly where you're going.
Yes.
We get two Breville juices and I drive around giving out icy cold cans of Coke and Breville juices. Like, just drive the car around because you'd need to get sort of, oh my God, I can claim it on tax. And market the podcast. I just think it would be so fun. And then I thought that if you see it driving around, if you take a photo of it safely, not while you're driving, if you take a photo of the car, that we can give away like a prize,
mm-hmm.
like some sort of like really, like a sticker. Or so, and then they put the sticker on the back of their car. And then if I see the sticker, it's an instant $200. Like, the possibilities for this are endless. But how do we drive? Like, the thing is, like, how do we drive listeners? Like, I need to get download numbers or else listeners are going to be like, too bad, so sad.
You're going to have to put Complete Drivel podcast on the car.
Yep, that's fine. I'll do that.
Just Complete Drivel.
On the bonnet?
I'm thinking either side.
Okay, on the doors.
Yep.
On the windows, like it's like I'm saying it because it's a speech. So the logo is a speech bubble with Complete Drivel in the speech bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, could I do my own live crosses to myself from the car? Obviously, it'd be a pre-recorded nightmare. But like I would be like, all right, guys, it's time for a break. Let's cross now to Christian
in
the
car.
So I used to do them. Do you have like any like news beds or anything? Because it was like they'd have beds underneath it to jazz it up. And so when I was in Newcastle, I was called the fairy, was my like persona, obviously massive gay, and I would hit the streets and give out stuff, and there would be sponsors on board and you have to give out a sponsor credit. Oh my god, can you just turn it down just a fraction? Hi guys, it's Rover Christian here cruising the streets of Brisbane. Right now I'm at the Barracks on the corner of Caxton Street handing out icy cold cans of Coke and also Breville juices. Get your Breville juicer now today from any store located at JB Hi-Fi. There's a special deal going. One Breville juicer, get a free Kylie Minogue CD. Offers in store now. Back to you in the studio. How good was that though? Wait, do it again.
Okay.
Do you have another bed? Do you have a different one?
Oh, no.
Sorry, can you get a different one? Sorry, I'm really testing your skills here. Oh, this will do. Oh, this is very.
What's this?
Breaking news: the Queen has passed away at age 96. It's BBC News with Christian Hull. Wait, no, leave it. It's great. I love.
You sure?
Oh fuck! I'll go on a tangent and do news because my dream. You know, one of the early episodes of Complete Drivel, it's just me doing fake news segments to music beds. Because I was obsessed. I almost got a job at SCA reading the news. But I'm like, can you imagine? I'm the most unserious person.
No, but you can put on the
voice.
Put the
news thing back on.
Ready? Yeah.
14 people brutally injured and the Manly ferry ceases to exist. Those stories coming up on BBC News Radio. No, leave it going. So they play a bit of the music. I'm Christian Hull. 14 people have been injured on Brisbane roads when a traffic incident occurred on the major artillery section. Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's trying to think on the fly can be a bit tricky. But I'm, like, obsessed. Manly ferries have been cancelled across Sydney, causing traffic chaos. Workforce Sydney has said it's an understandable possibility that many people have gone on strike because of the water damage caused by the sunscreen in the water. Now I'm just not making any sense. I just want to do one more because this is like the funnest thing in the history of the world. Oh my god. Hello, I'm Sandra Sully.
Oh my god, you sound exactly like her.
Yeah, see, like this is what I wanted to do. So I found a new script. I'm going to read it without proofing it, but just play the bed and I'll have a go. Just imagine, right, something insanely breaking news has happened and I've had to run in. I'm not proofreading a script and this is the test to see if I'm a good newsreader. I'm Olivia. It's 1 o'clock and here's the latest island news. Police are continuing to investigate a burglary of three shops on New Year's Day. The 37-year-old male had now been revealed to have been during the attack on... on the high street and has been hospitalised. Three men have been arrested following the incident. Our reporter Frankie has more. Thanks, Olivia. About 2:15 in the morning, local stores in Wendy's, Premier and the former HSBC Bank were broken into. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Pretty good, right?
So good.
Do you reckon I can, like, slot into a news report here? Can we try and make that happen?
Yes.
Can I do... Can I try and get on the breakfast and just read a news report? Just out of the blue. Oh, my God. So my old radio lecturer at AFTIS, I'm going to hit her up. Yes. So she's head of news and information here at Southern Cross Austereo.
Done.
She was my radio lecturer, and she was a gun producer for ABC for years. And I once scalded her when she poured boiling hot water. So we're at uni, and she poured boiling hot water into a cup, and I just went boo, and she jolted, and the boiling hot water went all over her, and she screamed so loud, and I was like, gotcha, not realizing she was screaming because she was in horrific pain. I'm sure she'll let me read the news on one of her stations. Anyways, okay, back to getting a show car. And the whole premise of that was, I'm really good at, like, go, let's do a live cross. Let's get a sponsor out. Have you got, like, another bit? Are we continuing with the fake? I think we get it. Like, we get it.
We get it. You're a pro.
And who was the car wrap people?
Complete Film Solutions.
Complete Film Solutions. Just give me a bed because I'll give them a plug right now. Okay, that's an interesting bed. No, leave it. I'll try and do it. Can we? This is the bed that we're using for the start of the. Can this be it? Turn it up! Turn it up! We cross live now to our street team. Who wants to be a millionaire? This is... Lock it in. This is our street team. This is the bed we have to use for when we do a cross to our... That's right, guys. Handing out icicle cans of coke. Thanks to Complete Film Solutions Brisbane. Get your car wrapped today. So off-putting. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. That's enough of that.
Oh, God.
That is. Well, we found our... Anyway, stay tuned. We'll hit up Car Wrap Solutions or something. I don't know what we're going to do. Guys, we're getting a show car!
Woo!
Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
No music bed for this one. So I did an interview recently with Andrea, who has a crystal shop in West End, because I bought on TikTok crystals from I just was watching a live. That looked fun. It was like a lucky dip of crystals. Then they sent it to me, and there's a lot of TikToks of people saying it's a scam. So I wanted to get someone who has dealt with crystals, have a chat with them, and ultimately work out, have I been scammed or not? Andrea, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
Are under a flight path, and it does sound like there's gale force winds happening, but that's okay because we've brought you on. Now, you have a shop in West End called Crystal Earth.
I sure do.
And yes. I've had a look at it, and it looks fucking amazing. You sell crystal penises.
We totally do. And yonis, yeah, both.
A yoni. What's a yoni? Is that a vagina?
Yeah. Yeah, for JJ.
Oh, because I know you can put a yoni egg up inside of your...
Yes, we've got those as well.
Right. Now, just quickly, because we're going off topic here. Beneficial? Do they help? Like, do they cleanse the inside of the vagina?
Well, what they do is they strengthen the muscles.
Oh.
So, yeah. So you start off with a bigger one, and then you
go vagina?
Down to a smaller one to hold on.
You start off with a bigger vagina, is that what you're saying? Or egg?
No, you start off with your own normal size vagina.
Okay, normal size vagina.
And yeah, it helps to strengthen the muscles. Yeah.
So,
and as well as giving you the energy of the stone.
I like that. Yeah. Could you also put it up Uranus to strengthen the anal muscles if, for say, you've taken a lot of...
You totally could.
Yeah, great.
I would, yeah, sure.
Yeah, just
absolutely.
Makes things a bit tighter. So,
exactly.
So sorry, let's get back on track. Thank you so much for being here. You do have a shop out at West End, and I'll be visiting you to buy a lot of crystal penises. The first thing I bought when I moved to Brisbane was a $1,500 black, is it black quartz rose quartz, black quartz crystal. And it's like the size of my head.
Yeah, like a smoky quartz?
Yeah, smoky quartz.
Can you kind of see through it?
Yeah, it was really pretty, but I don't know what benefits that gives me.
Oh, well, smoky quartz is a really great protection stone. So, yeah, if you're feeling a little bit unsteady and,
I'm not going to lie. I recently had, I recently had an intestinal bug. I've torn my ACL and my MCL. Uh-huh. So, I don't know if it's working. I need to charge it in the moon. I think that's probably what I need to do.
Mm. Yes, you can do that.
So I got obsessed with crystals, and on TikTok, I continuously waste hours and hours of time on TikTok. And the one thing that I keep seeing is these people selling crystals, and they have in front of them like a huge thing of rice, and they throw crystals into this bucket of rice, and then you pay for like a lucky dip scoop. And so for, so you pay this money, you get a scoop, it's this fun little experience, and then whatever crystals they scoop, they send to you.
Yep.
So I bought one. There was a few questionable crystals.
Experience.
Yeah, it was a good experience, but we sent you photos of the crystals, and I just wanted your feedback on them.
Now, the first one, the big sphere.
Yes.
Now, that one, you could probably go close to $200 for something like that. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
So the next ones, they're a few towers. So with the green one is a fluorite. So that's really good for mind stuff, helping you just to remember things. That's all I need right
now. Okay, well. This is the one that I thought looked like a piece of concrete with colour on it.
Yeah, that's the one that's the picture jasper.
So it's a legit...
No,
it's
that
legit.
One. That one is a stone, yeah. So it's not a crystal as such. It's a stone.
Okay. It's still... I really like it, but I was like, I feel like I could make this go to Bunnings, buy a bag of cement and do it. But no. Okay, can't do that. So price-wise for all of them?
There'd be maybe $500.
Well, I paid $100 for all of them. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you want to buy them for $500? I'll sell them to you for $500.
Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Okay, I think this is a part where you play the game show music. Here we go. This is a flashback. Anyway, it's time to play Stars in the Car. It is an unregistered... T's and C's game that we play where we're going to play some audio and you're just going to guess the stars that are all sitting in a car.
Simple.
Wow, that was... Is it? It's really confusing. The reason why we're playing this, it's an old school radio game, and the premise was you guess the stars, you win the car. We're not giving away a car. What are we giving away, Christian? Thanks, Christian. Today's prize is a winner's only complete triple keyring valued at, get this, $499. Okay, first up we have Amy.
Hello.
Amy!
Hey!
Hi, how you going? It's Christian. How are you?
It's starstruck.
Thank you. Stop it.
Did you see what you did there?
Starstruck.
Australia's biggest queen.
What did you say?
Australia's biggest queen.
Really? As in heaviest? As like overweight queen?
No.
Look, it's true. I've got 40 kilos to lose. Now, Amy.
Yes?
Have you heard the stars in the car? What is cars? Star full of cars.
Stars in
the car. Have you heard the audio?
I have.
Okay.
Times.
Now, for everyone who wants to play at home, here is the audio where Amy needs to guess all six of the celebrities. Here it is.
Sorry.
Amy.
Yes.
What do you think?
Okay. I think the first one is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yep.
Then the second one, hear me out here, JoJo Siwa.
Okay. Good guess.
Good guess.
The third one, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
And then Beyonce.
Yep.
And then it gets even more ridiculous with Mrs. Doubtfire. And Homer Simpson.
Okay. I can tell you
that
you got one correct. Yes! Amy got one correct!
Wow.
There we go. Congratulations, Amy. That's good. That's a good start. I mean, your other guesses were good. I'm glad you made those guesses. Questionable.
Very creative.
Very creative. You've locked in number six is Homer Simpson. You don't go home empty-handed, however. Nat, tell us, what has Amy won today?
Amy, today you're walking away with a Nesquik Wake Up Your Milk with banana flavour and vitamin D.
And Natalie, where did you take that from?
From the kitchen.
From the office kitchen. But that's not all, Amy. I'm reaching into a Ziploc bag and pulling out this stunning crystal leaf that I got from TikTok. That and more is yours on Car Full of
Stars.
In the car! Thanks for playing, Amy. We're now going to go to Lisa. Lisa, are you there? Oh, Lisa's definitely not there. Well done, producer Nat.
Lisa speaking.
Lisa speaking, it's Christian Hull!
Oh, dear.
Okay, geez, I love the faith that you have. We're going to play you the audio of the... What are the cars and the stars?
Stars in the car. Christian.
Stars in the car. And I want you to tell me the six stars. Here's the audio.
Kim, sorry. Laptop's news, bitch.
Lisa, I can give you a hint. Amy just guessed that number six was Homer Simpson. So you don't need, that's locked in. So Homer is number six. Okay. Can you give me the first five?
Well, Homer Simpson was the only one I knew for sure.
What were your other guesses? Did you have any others?
I was thinking Jennifer Aniston at one point, but I don't think that one's
no,
right.
No, I'm getting the, yeah, Nat said no. Lisa, you were no help whatsoever that you don't go home empty-handed. Lisa, what, well, no, Nat, what will she be taking home today?
Lisa, today you'll be taking home a freshly stocked nail brush. With the tags on.
Oh, that nail brush comes courtesy of B105's bathroom. A freshly stocked nail brush unused by human hands is yours. But that is not all. You are taking home a test sample bottle of my fragrance, Fokovsky, that has been sitting in my cupboard for 3 years. It smells like shit, but one day might be worth a fortune on the black market. Congratulations, Lisa. Those prizes and more are yours courtesy of Stars in the Car.
Awesome. Thank you.
Is this not the funnest thing you've ever done in your life? Okay, fade her off, cut her out. And we've lost Lisa. Oh, did you hang up on her? Oh, no, I meant when I gave that hand gesture, it was like, stop, we cut there. You hung up on Lisa.
Give me her number.
Oh, no, stop, I've got to call her back. Poor Lisa. She's so hurt, she's not going to answer. Is that her? Oh, yep.
Hello, Lisa.
Sorry, Lisa, Nat hang up on you.
Nat.
It was Nat. Okay, I wanted to say thank you so much for playing and thank you so much for being a member of Patreon. I really appreciate your support and I can't believe you pay for this. I cannot believe it. There's something wrong with you, mate.
Yeah, I think so.
That is Stars in the Car.
Complete Drivel with Christian Hull.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Okay! We love this music band so much, we're going to do shout-outs to it! This is the segment to wrap up each episode where I thank our Complete Drivelers who've signed up on Patreon. Here we go! Turn it up! And Donna Lee! And Donna Lee, come on down! And has signed up to become a Complete Dribbler. She's also 32 years old and her... So on the form that they fill out to become a Complete Dribbler, I've got a question. What specific topic are you an expert in? And her specific topic is... Living dead dolls and Christian merch. And Grange. Come on down. We've also got Ashley Reed. She is reading right now. What book is she reading? I don't know. I can't tell. And that Louise Webster. What does Louise do for a living? Louise is a carer. She cares a lot. That's why she signed up to become a complete dribbler until she doesn't care anymore and we kick her out. Thank you, Louise. Oh, God. Sorry, I'm out of breath. Here we go. A couple more to get through. Lauren Hilton, she has signed up. Sarah Eddy's also signed up. Bridget with no last name, she's signed up. They've all signed up. Here they are again. Louise Webster and Lauren Hilton. Sarah Eddy and Bridget and Donnelly and Ashley Reed. Wow. Yep.